Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is going to be discussing the laws of gezela, of robbery. That means taking something from somebody else by force, as opposed to geneva, which is theft, which is when something was taken from him when he's unaware. This first Mishnah deals with the concept that when a physical change happens to the item that was robbed, the robber is kona the item, and he needs to pay the value of the item, but not the item itself. The Mishnah's first example is as follows. Hagozel Eitzim, if somebody steals wood, Va'asan Kalim, and the robber makes it into utensils, Tsemer, or he steals or he robs wool, Va'aso Begadim, he turns it into clothing, Mishalim Kish'asa Gzela, he has to pay the value of these items that he stole, that he robbed, at the time that he stole them, not the as it is now once it's a finished product, because he has been kona the items by virtue of having changed them. However, this is only true if the change is a permanent change. If it's not a permanent change, then he has to give the item itself back to the original owner. The next case is a little less clear. Gozal Param Uberes Vialda, if he robbed a person from his para, from his cow, and it was a pregnant cow, and then once he robbed it from the person, it gives birth. Or Rachel Tuna Ugazaza, let's say it's a sheep that's full of wool, and after he robs it from the person, he then shears the sheep. So then Mishalim Dime Para Omedis Leleid, he has to pay back the value of a para that was ready to give birth, or demei rochel homedes ligazes, or the value of a rochel, a sheep that was ready to be shorn. That's what he needs to pay back. How to understand this case exactly is a difference of opinion among the Rishonim. Some understand that he was not really kona the sheep or the cow, but rather he has to actually give back the original cow or the original sheep, and in addition, he's got to pay money for the fact that it's no longer a cow that's pregnant, and it's no longer a sheep that's full of wool, so he has to pay back that value that's above the sheep and above the cow. That has to be paid back, but he wasn't kona it. Others understand that, no, he was actually kona it, and because he was kona it, due to the fact that there was a physical change that happened by the birth or by the shearing, therefore he just pays back the value, not the item itself, doesn't give back the sheep itself, he doesn't have to. He can give back just the value of a sheep that's ready to be shorn or a cow that's ready to give birth. The next case in the Mishnah deals with a cow prior to its becoming pregnant or a sheep prior to its being full of wool. Gazal Parav Nisabra Etzlo V'yolda. Let's say you rob a person of their cow, and then it becomes pregnant in the robber's hands, and then it gives birth, or Rachel, it ana etzlo gzaza, or he robs a sheep, and then it gains wool while it's in his hands, and then he shears it. Mishalim kishas gzela. There, he has to pay back the value it was at the time that he did the robbing, and that's means that he's kona the item because it's gone through a definite physical change. That is to say that when it becomes pregnant or when it gains the sheep, that is definitely a physical change, and therefore he is kona it. Now, the truth of the matter is the Mishnah did not need to say necessarily that it gave birth in his hands or that it got shorn in his hands. It would be true even the very fact that it became pregnant or the very fact that it gained the wool. That would be enough to be considered to be a kinyan. The Mishnah concludes with the rule, Zeh HaKlal, this is the principle, Kol HaGazlanim, all the robbers, Mishalman Kishas HaGzela, they have to pay as the value was at the time that they did the robbing. The Gemara explains that this Zeh HaKlal, this rule, comes to include a case where somebody steals a kid goat, or kid sheep, rather, and becomes a ram, or becomes an adult. That also is considered a physical change. Or the same thing if it's a calf and it becomes an ox. And subsequent to either of these changes, he then, the goslin then takes the shore or the sheep and he shechts it or he sells it, which normally would require, it would make a penalty of dalad v'hei, you'd have to pay 4 and 5. But in this instance, he wouldn't, because since a change happened, he is kona the item, and since he is kona the item, it's really his item that he's shefting or his item that he's selling, and therefore he would not be chayav of the penalty of dalad v'hei of 5 and 4.